You know, because that's what's freaking going. And you know, I'll tell you some of the other stuff that's coming out. This meow bit, we had in the break, we have freespeechme.com. Michael W. Dean was promoting this thing. And there's news in just the last couple of days. Davi, help us out. What happened?
So freespeech.me has evolved, and it has given birth to its own little kitten named Meowbit. And the fun thing about Meowbit is that it is now available on all browsers for Windows, not just Firefox. So now you can get, you can essentially set up any sort of Windows operating system to operate the Namecoin blockchain and access.bit domain names. And if you don't know what that is, that, you know, I guess we should talk about what that is. What that is a decentralized DNS system so that the government can't shut down your website.
Freedomsphoenix.bit. Michael W. Dean already got it for me done. Mirrored the site kind of when they shut it down. We're going over and bite me.
Yeah, we've got Bitcoin.bombs.bit, and we've got some others. But yeah, essentially, it's going to make it impossible for ICANN, which means I can't shut down your website, to shut down your website.
Oh!
But I won't.
You know, I remember back in the day when before ICANN, it was some guy that was $135,000 that they paid to do the registration of domain names, and all of a sudden he dies of a mysterious heart attack, and all of a sudden they're meeting in Geneva or something to create ICANN. Well, oh yeah, we're all saved now. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm telling you, I've been waiting for the encryption and waiting, because well, I remember when Zimmerman went to jail, and I'm going after him because, oh my God, you can't allow people to be private, you know? We got to go, oh, fine. So we started encrypting biscuit recipes and putting them in our emails with taglines of Ayatollah, you know, jihad, man. And I went, yeah, encrypt that. You know, I'm just, you know, decrypt that. I'm just like, I mean, this is, it's happening right now, and people don't understand unless they were activists 20 years ago. I've been doing this long enough, and I see the power of Bitcoin, and that, but there's two, that's one component of its transparency, its ease of use, and all its features that is awesome for any replacement for any government and records. But the difference, the one thing that is not, that it doesn't have as cash does, is its anonymity. And if you can get that taken care of, there is gazillions of dollars ready to come and fund all these great projects that bypass the man.
But yeah, I would tell all of your friends that have all this like cash lying around that why they have cash anyway. They should be getting Bitcoin.
Because it's the only way that they can, you know, do what they want without getting tracked. Bitcoin is not anonymous in its present form.
Cash to Bitcoin is definitely anonymous. So if you've got cash sitting around, you might as well convert it.
No, but then how can they spend it? How can they get it to you and be anonymous?
Well, like,
yay, I got a whole shitload of, anonymous Bitcoin. Now what am I going to do with it?
Well, if it's anonymous and you got it, no one knows that you have it.
So yeah, I got it. Now what?
But the fact that it shows up in my account doesn't trace to you.
Okay, how does it show up in your account?
You just send it to me.
Well, that they've got the NSA sitting on my shoulder because I'm a gazillionaire that loves freedom. They're going to see. If it shows up on my screen, they see it. They see it. If it's on my screen, seen, done, next. Yeah, don't even start with me.
You're right. You need to talk to Andreas Antonov.
Exactly. You know, shit, I've been waiting for that.
Bitcoin backed by the full faith and credit of Andreas Antonov.
Yeah, backed by the full faith and credit.
Yeah, as opposed to who or what.
You should make that shirt.
As opposed to who?
Blockchain.info. Backed by the full faith and credit of Andreas Antonov.
You know, and somebody else I'm going to pick? You see my point?
I do.
You know, so this is what I'm here advocating. I'm like, you know, and a lot of times it hasn't even really occurred to people. And I'm sitting here, Angela Keaton sitting right there, and what did they, well, she was. Okay, what did they do? They find out that all the people that are donating them to keep them going, the only news I have today, it comes out the Ukraine, you know, the protesters were hiring snipers to shoot themselves. You know, that's all the news. I get it on antiwar.com. I get USA Today. I get it in my hotel room. I pick it up. Any word about that? Hell no. You know, so people that want to donate to antiwar.com, you think they might go, you know, we need to keep track of them. Sure as hell did. Snowden comes out and says, look, and this is how they did it, too. So what am I going to do? Tell all these people I want to give cash? Oh, yeah, use Bitcoin. It's all good. Don't worry about it. Yeah, they need to worry about it. Until Andreas Antonopoulos says they don't have to worry about it. See my point?
Okay. Cool.
All right. That's Bitcoin, a great show. Not bomb, 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 Iran. You guys better get that URL. And not bomb, 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 Iran. You know, I'm going to get them all. I'm going to get every country. You know, Bitcoin, not bomb, 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 whoever the next guy is. Okay? Hey, thanks for coming on, guys. It's been an awesome conference. I'm really thinking that we have injected into this, that mindset of everyone, that maybe it may be another protocol that we use, another coin interface with Bitcoin, another something, but there needs to be the anonymity of individuals that are with resources that want to support you guys and all the stuff that you do, from Satoshi Forest to Bitcoin Not Bombs to anti-war to, you know, Roberts and Roberts, you know, brokerage doing the silver thing. That was the cash, as far as I'm concerned. Awesome. Thanks, guys. We'll be back next week. Oh, baby. We're here at Texas Bitcoin Conference in Austin, Texas, declaring our independence from the man. You know, there are other people that are doing the same thing. And a lot of times you'll talk to these guys, and is there a general under... Is it an anarchist libertarian kind of event? Yeah, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that. But what you're really getting is a lot of people, they just think it's cool, man. It's cool. You know, but they're starting to overlap and starting to see the power of being able to replace the features of government and do it better, do it more honestly, do it openly. The man does not want that to be common knowledge. They do not want you to be able to understand the power of inherent in a code, inherent in a service, inherent in something. We're going to be talking in the next hour. Right now, they're up there doing the benefits of Bitcoin in philanthropic endeavors, which is right up the alley of what, you know, I've been building up to and what I'm talking about. Because these are charities and organizations that want to directly help other human beings around the world. Right now, we're working on there's three in the running. We've done some work with some orphanages in Mexico in the late 90s, and I had some contacts. And it was a good experience for my children to help and actually go down there and see what it's like in a third world country where you got mangy dogs all over the place and the orphanage is on that literally next to a dump. I mean, a lot of their resources were from, and I didn't have music grab, I'm sorry. No, what we're going to do is I want to summarize what we're doing. Welcome back to the clip! Independence of me, Ernest Hancock, here in Austin, Texas, the Texas Bitcoin Conference, where we're having a good old time, rock and roll and whatnot. Now, we got Jason King, Davy Barker here, going to talk about their conference that they just did, their presentation, and it's just exactly what we've been building up to for the last 2 hours, talking to these guys. How did it go, Mr. Jason King? Tell me everything.
I think it went fantastic, man. I think it was one of the best Bitcoin charity panels that has ever happened yet. We had, you know, pretty much all of the heavy hitters from the Bitcoin charity space were there. Had a great audience, good questions. MK Lords was a fantastic a host for us, and it was really powerful, man. You know?
What was it based on? I mean, you know, Davy, tell us from your perspective what was going on.
You know, it was a range of opinions. It's funny because there was almost no talk of government except being against government.
Yeah, talk about making government irrelevant. We talked a lot about that.
And I think that it's great that is emerging as a theme in the charity space in Bitcoin, that it is about... it is about making government obsolete, and it's also about operating a charity outside of what you call the box, which I thought was good. The rules that they set down for charities, which, you know, handcuff us ultimately.
Yeah, this non-governmental kind of... let me turn my mic up.
Ernie's never loud enough.
What?
It's true.
Oh,
we gotta get it.
That was the one. That was the one.
There we go.
Oh, Mr. Drew Phillips, hello. Okay, this is the one thing that I wanted to make sure that everybody understood. There is a lot of opportunity for people to help people instantly. When they had the typhoon in the Philippines, Free Aid got on board with help. They had somebody in the Philippines. Hey, I'm a Bitcoin guy. We need help. You send. Okay, boom. Bitcoin. So I talked to Stephanie Murphy and I said, hey, man, the next time we have the disaster du jour, you know, let's use the funding center and ready and rock and roll and boom and done. Done, 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 done.
Yeah,
all right.
We talked about that on the panel.
Yeah, we did.
So we get that taken care of. Now we have Megan. You know, she's going, you know, she's all about helping you at Satoshi Forest in Florida.
Yeah. Megan's great.
You know, she's all over that, man. She's awesome on that. Then we got, you know, Angela Keaton here. Hello. And we talked about antiwar.com and how we can help. Because this is perfect. Here's the news today. On Freedom's Phoenix, we have antiwar.com saying, oh, the Ukraine-Kiev protesters hired the snipers to kill themselves. Okay? But USA Today, what do they talk about? Nothing. You know, they're going, oh, no, we got in feast and freedom, and it's America versus Putin kind of BS, okay? So what happens when I say, you know, if Antiwar.com is the one that's giving me the news here that I need, well, hell, I want to give them some money. What happens? FBI surveillance.
Right. Right.
Got a list. Quells, you know, speech by just we know who you be.
That so came I'm going, up too.
So I need to have, and then we have, you know, working with Megan and Tim Fry over here, you know, Roberts and Roberts, hello, that take, by the way, you know, silver, Bitcoin, silver kind of guy. I'm like, yeah, I give him Bitcoin. You guys give me Bitcoin, I give him Bitcoin, he give me silver. That's cool. Co. Okay? That's cash, for what I'm concerned.
I love you, Ernie.
I go, so this is what happens. Megan's like, you know, hey, man, if we got a place that we can help human beings that need help, you know, we want to help them. How do we do that? And I go, all right. Well, we got, you know, some charities, you know, some orphans that I know in Mexico we worked with for years. My kids help. We go down there and see the squalor of and what can we do to help a little bit of something. I don't want to go through a non-government organization. I don't want to go through a ministry. I don't want to go through a board of and a panel and, you know, stroke dash directors and we spend other people's money.
Direct action.
Direct
like, action. Yeah.
People often neglect how powerful a phrase that is, peer-to-peer.
Yeah.
Because, like, really that means hand-to-hand, but it also implies equality. Quality right in the word. You're not handing it to a subordinate or an authority. You're handing it to a peer. You're handing it to an equal.
And that's where the efficiency is, too. I mean, like, there's nothing cut out of it. You know, it's going directly to where you need it to be. And, like, that's what Bitcoin does.
Well, you know, the thing is who gets to decide the need? I do.
The person with the
person
money.
Doing,
yeah. Sure. And the person, you know, I get to decide. And that's the very thing that they do not want you to be able to do. You're not allowed to decide. I'm going, whoa. So here we have Bitcoin.
Has to go through the decider in chief.
You know, and we have Bitcoin, not bombs, which was the whole point. I want you to tell us your experience with the foundation. When you guys went to San Jose, this is like, I don't know, over a year ago or more.
Yeah, almost.
And you're wearing the Darth Vader outfit, you know. Regulate the Bitcoin.
Uncle,
you know?
Vader, yeah.
All right, tell us that experience.
So what? I guess Uncle Vader really made his debut at Porkfest when he was begging people to pay their taxes in Bitcoin because he couldn't force them. but he really was born at the San Jose BitCon, and at that event we were walking around in the Vader mask and we were handing out tax forms and we were just making sure everybody had their correct tax forms just in case. And I think people were mostly confused. I think because there's a split in the Bitcoin space between the compliant and the non-compliant, and so there were enough people there that just didn't get it.
Well, you know, did you happen to see Charlie Shrem's live via satellite thing yesterday?
No, I didn't.
It was an awesome thing, right? Is that, you know, Charlie kind of walked hand in hand with all the regulators. He's like, I'm gonna dot all the I's, I'm gonna cross all the T's, I'm gonna be here with the government, whatever. And what happened to Charlie? He went to jail, and he was sitting here, and he was like, I went out of my way to comply with all your BS laws, and what you did is you arrested me. You
and
know?
They arrested him for what? Because he was associated with Gox or
they arrested him. They arrested him for nothing. But what they're saying is it's conspiracy to sell bitcoins for drugs. Is essentially what the charges are.
Well, my first thing is so freaking what?
Right.
You know that. You know. See, this is the point. Is that you have all of these organizations and opportunities that spring up that allows the peer-to-peer transaction of value for whatever it is, and there's no central clearinghouse. And here we have Bitcoin Not Bombs at this event that's demonstrating the power of not just the blockchain and Bitcoin in and of itself, but the power of not having a central plan.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that we got around to on the panel that if we had another hour to talk about, I wish we all would have talked about it, was the idea of a decentralized, autonomous organization.
Yeah, that's where
because
we're
going. Because I hope everybody's headed that direction.
I hope so too, man.
And we haven't really, like, we've said this from the beginning that we're not, like, intellectual property people, and we think that the mission of the organization is right there in the name. So take our name and take our art and go and do it in your own city if you want to. We haven't had anybody take us up on that yet.
Well, you know, so it's kind of like all of the activists, we've always kind of called ourselves hydras. You know, like, you kill one of us and ten more will show back up, right? Yeah. But so with Bitcoin, like, we have this opportunity to actually, like, program that into an organization, you know, where, like, literally, if one of us goes down, like, three more of us come back up and we wrote the protocol like that.
Ew! You said the word organization. Ew. Ew.
I think centralized, autonomous.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
A temporary voluntary alliance. See, when
I disappear, here's the key to my wallet.
Yep.
When I was coming up as an activist like you guys, you know, did back when my beard didn't have gray in it, I don't know, Dobby.
I've been gray since I was a little bit of gray here, Holmes. I've been gray since I was 14 years old, just for the record.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is what happened. I remember the term. It was temporary voluntary alliance. Now, I may have people that be temporary again on another project later, but I wasn't there to create an organization. Because when you create an organization, it's Steiger's Law. Whenever you create an organization around a movement or reason or cause, sooner or later, always, every single, not some of the time, not most of the time, every time, the organization becomes more important than the reason you created it.
Right.
Every single time.
And that's what's awesome about distributed autonomous organizations is they throw that whole thing on their head because they're not, but it's not people that are there screwing it up. It's that we take the values that we held dear, that we want the people that we want to help, and we actually write that into the program so that people can't come along later and screw the whole thing up.
Well, this is what I want to talk about when we come back. Is you got Bitcoin, not bombs, and the concept is that the wars are facilitated because of this fractional reserve, Federal Reserve spending money, debt, and kind of doesn't happen with Bitcoin. Bitcoin, not bomb, Iran. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, money for nothing and your kicks for free. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. To me, Ernest Hancock here in Texas. Bitcoin Conference. Yeah, we're rock and rolling and whatnot. You know, I wanted to make sure we got back to the issue at hand here is that, you know, everybody's talking about creating organizations. And the way we worked at, 20 years ago when we were in your position doing a lot of the things that you guys are doing, it was a temporary voluntary alliance. We always looked at it that way. The Freedom Phoenix workshop, it's a workshop. It's not the honeycomb hideout, and we're going to go and actually do some work. And we have, a lot of people that, I call when I need help on something, and we do some mutual benefit, and we're never really, tied into anything. I don't like how it's my thing, and you have your thing, and I'll support your thing, and you support my thing, and we all be, buddies. And then we wait, and we may not be on your brochures or anything for a while, and I'm like, what the hell? I don't have Freedom Phoenix on everything that you did, right? Well, how do I get that back up there? And they go, hey, man, fork over some Bitcoin, we'll get right on it. Mr. Drew Phillips, and I'm going, I'm not on that t-shirt. I thought it was supposed to be on a t-shirt. I gave you an opportunity, and you didn't give me money right away, so it wasn't on there, and I screw you. We ran out of room, and I go, I want to get back on there. So anyway, something like that. So I'm going, the thing is that I wanted to make sure that we did not lose the opportunity for the people to understand what you're talking about is an issue. Things that you want to accomplish that you don't need to have really even an organization is support of a concept. Now, Satoshi Forrest, what you want to do is you want to be irrelevant. You want to be unnecessary. You want to not have to be there anymore to provide housing and for homelessness in your area where you live.
Absolutely. The goal of Sean's Outpost and our project Satoshi Forest is ultimately to end homelessness and hunger in our area so that there is no need for Sean's Outpost anymore. That's the goal. We're not here to try to strengthen Sean's Outpost and make it like this entrenched institution that you have to stand up to. We want to actually go to the root of the problem and solve these issues and make it where we don't need to be out there doing.
And how
doing.
Did you? What is the root of the problem? And how did you use Bitcoin to address the needs right there?
So the root of the problem in Pensacola is it's illegal to be homeless. Is that they've actually passed a bunch of these laws that make it functionally illegal to be homeless. It's illegal to sleep in public. It's illegal to bathe in public. It's
illegal to have a blanket.
Well, not anymore. Actually, we got that struck down about 2 weeks ago. Actually, which is just nuts. It's like, oh, thank you. You mean we can actually cover ourselves and not freeze to death? Oh, state, you guys are so wonderful for giving us this privilege of not freezing to death back. So Sean's Outpost feeds those people, and where Satoshi Forest is a homeless sanctuary where they can go and not be harassed by the state just for the fact that they're, down and out right now.
Okay, now Bitcoin Not Bombs, I mean, that name came from where? Why?
Food Not Bombs.
I guess we kind of owe our namesake to Food Not Bombs, which is itself a decentralized organization that is focused on feeding homeless people also. And I met them in Santa Cruz when I lived in Santa Cruz. But we really combined it with Bitcoin when we were running a Bitcoin fundraising drive for antiwar.com, because we were thinking, why is Bitcoin significant to anti-war? Why is anti-war significant to Bitcoin? What's the marriage here? And the answer is the dollar. The answer is that that we live in an empire, and that the dollar is funding the U.S. military and the military-industrial complex, and that you can boycott that. That there are alternatives to the dollar that mean that you're not participating in the war economy. And so it's the same as Sean's Outpost. Our goal is our goal is to crash the dollar.
You know, there was a local Texas politician that said something about they wanted to ban Bitcoin and Bitcoin bad and so on. And John Bush came up with a shirt. Now, here in Texas, they have, you know, it's a cannon and with the lone star on it, and it's a logo.
It's come and take bit.
Yeah, it goes come and take it.
Did you see the Congressman Jared Polis from Colorado actually called for a ban of the U.S. dollar? He went out and he's like, yeah, I think the U.S. dollar gets used for more crime than anything else, so I think that we should ban the U.S. dollar.
That's awesome!
Congressman Jared Polis from Colorado.
You know, that would really help facilitate Bitcoin adoption. If they banned the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, sorry.
You know, so they come and take bit, and it had the B, you know, symbol and the bit. It does what create, you know, and so, of course, you know, John Bush, he's like, I need to get that shirt made right now. I got to get the domain. I got to get the URL. You know, heck, you want to go give politicians a big sloppy wet one on that one. It's like Schumer saying he doesn't like Bitcoin. Hell, I would have paid him for that, you know. So I can see what's going on. This is what I've been advocating. We've been talking about in the last couple hours. We've had all these coders coming up and blah, 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 blah. I want to be able to give antiwar.com. I want to be able to get Bitcoin, not bomb, 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 Iran, okay? I want to get, you know, Satoshi. I want to do it without the man knowing who I am. Because the thing is that there is a lot of resources out there. There's somebody that wants to help. And the thing is that Bitcoin makes it easy. Bitcoin makes it, you know, semi-anonymous. Bitcoin makes it to where it's not like neon flashing obvious, I got whatever. But it's not secret. It's not, you know, if the man wants to go. Because who are the people they are going to be targeting? The people with the capacity. They're not going to go after me or somebody else that's giving you some Bitcoin. It's not, heck, just out them, you know, that they could even do that. They're not going to do that. They're going to wait till there's that one gazillionaire that's going to be shuffling out money. You know, if we got Patrick Byrne spending $20 million in a lawsuit against the SEC and Goldman Sachs, you know, they don't like that none too much.
Now, what right. if it's about making examples of people.
Yeah.
That's how you create an atmosphere of fear.
Which is their goal. It's to control social behavior, not because of it's a good thing or, you know, you got some starving kid in Somalia and send me some money. It's like you got some starving guy in a jail cell with a gun, you know, to his forehead saying he gave somebody some Bitcoin and he didn't get a permission slip.
Right. Well, I mean, it's interesting because from my perspective, it is anonymous. Like, as soon as you publicize a QR code or an address or a Bitcoin address, anybody can send any amount to that address, and I, as the owner of that wallet, have no way of knowing who it came from.
But on the same token, you have to have Bitcoin, and this is a real concern, is that you have to have Bitcoin. So if you have a bunch of cash and you want to get it into Bitcoin, it's actually very difficult to, in an untraceable way, get a large amount of U.S. dollars into Bitcoin right now.
Yeah, I'm talking hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and that's a situation we have to solve, and I think that distributed exchanges are going to do a lot for that. Things like local Bitcoin, but not with a central point of failure. Things where it's like in its anonymous distributed situation where you could just show up and do a transaction.
See, this is the big reason why I was enthusiastic about coming here. It wasn't for anything other than put up all our banners and stuff and look cool. But, you know, it wasn't for any other reason other than to talk to the core of this movement, which a lot of those guys are here, okay? And I go into the hackathon in there and I said, look, which one of you guys has got some mechanism by which I can be anonymous? Now, we had another gentleman, mybtc.cc, you know, and all you guys, you know, some are more loved on the internet than others. And I got the impression from him he's probably not one of the loved ones, but that doesn't mean he doesn't know what's going on. So the thing is that after this, he's going to take me over to a Bitcoin miner. He's going to take me over and he's going to show me how that can go through a BitTor router that he's creating. That's just, you know, simple. It just routes right into BitTor, into your secret wallet of your BitTor of the Tor. If I got my credit card that I did through his kind of secret. And I'm going, okay, says him, okay. But when it gets peer-reviewed, you guys go, yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, okay, see, that's, you know, okay, boom, now we got something. And the thing is that they haven't done that because nobody's expressed a need, desire, and there's a market for it. And I'm here to represent that market. There is a bunch of people with money that wants to fund Satoshi Forest, wants to fund Bitcoin, not bomb somebody, and wants to fund antiwar.com, and they don't want to be on the FBI list doing it.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, we don't have speakers, audience. They have no idea what I'm doing. Self is a slick. Okay, we're back here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Yeah, Jason's rocking out. All right, so we're here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and we're looking for solutions. This whole thing has been for me to be able to be satisfied that I can go to myself and others and supporters and say, it is safe and secure for you to be able to support these things that, you know, we advocate. That's why I created the Funding Center. We've been working on that for a year. And it was for us to be able to have the ability to demonstrate that not only can you provide resources to these people via your credit card, via, you know, send them a check, or, you know, heck, if you can find them, you know, mail them cash, I don't care, silver, you know, it doesn't matter. We gave you the opportunity to do that. But also, Bitcoin, via what? Well, we threw BitPay up there or whatever. You know, it was easy and kind of, you know, make it go work. So I'm going, all right, so BitPay does it. I don't know if they're like, you guys freak out about that's good, bad, whatever, don't care. So we have that, but what did we do? Is we also took and had the ability to put their Bitcoin wallet right up there. It doesn't have to fill out any form, because when you go through BitPay, what surprised me is they want your DNA sample, okay? You go in, you got to fill out your name and this. Now I'm going, what the hell? That's not anonymous. I go, screw that. I took the my webmaster. I go, Tiger, just take their QR code and put it right up there. I can bypass all this crap. I love this project. I think, you know, Davy Barker's authoritarian sociopathy is the crap. I want to make sure Larkin Rose is there screaming the most dangerous superstition across the planet forever. I want to make sure that the Fiji billboard project, the James Babb, I love him long time, and I'm going to take iTrust and God just directly and boom, blipping, it's his. Done. Done, 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 done. But I got the man looking on my shoulder. They didn't like it none too much how much money we spent on this Levolution thing. They don't like the fact that we changed it from 2007 to now. It is an entirely different world. It is different because of the support of each individual that added to the collective mindset of we just going to whip ass. That is a danger, and Bitcoin represents that. So what are they going to do? You know, they already got it, you know, the guy sitting on his shoulder. They do this. They go, Satoshi Force, you need what? 30,000? Done. Next. Woo! Who did that? And the Fusion Center of the Pensacola and the DH and kind of went through and gone, and somebody shows up and, hello, the man's here. Okay? So you go, all right. You know, hey, Stefan, happening. So what happens is that we go, you know, I need the ability for me to put up on the Funding Center this project, this one has Freedom's Phoenix, my personal endorsement. Go give them money. But I cannot, in good conscience, have them do it if I know that they're going to suffer or we're going to lose them as a resource because somebody's going to go explain it to them. You see my point? So how do we do that?
Okay, so what you need to do is if you can get, you know, you're going to have your resources into cash first, because if you're making, you know, wire transfers or ACHs or whatever, that's all being traced. But if you have cash, what you can do is you can use localbitcoins.com and you can meet individual people.
Oh, I feel all kinds of wonderful fuzzy about that.
Yeah, and you can
for $30,000.
Yeah, well, you can do it in smaller transactions, though, a little at a time, and stock your Bitcoins up. Because once you have anonymous Bitcoins, they're anonymous. As long as you take the precautions, you know, that, like, you have gone in and you have bought it and that there is no paper trail on it, then, like, there's next to nothing they can do to prove where the sources of those Bitcoins are coming from. So, yeah, so the answer to that is to buy it with cash, person to person, buy Bitcoin across the counter. And that's it. And we're making better solutions for that. We're making ways for that to be easier and more anonymous for you to find people to do that with, too.
All right. Well, that's a service. I mean, that's, you know, something that's coming. Because just think about it, Davi. You know, Bitcoin, not bomb, 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 Iran. You know, you have some kind of, you know, seriously, I'm going to go, somebody go get the URL. I'll just add another bomb to it. You know, So the thing is that you have that ability, and you start that project, and you have, how are they going to get it to you? I mean, would you make use of that in some project or something that you're doing or communicating with the Davi Barker of Tehran?
Make use of what? I missed the beginning of this question.
The anonymous. The anonymity part.
It's acquiring the Bitcoin anonymously that is important. So it's sort of the burden is on the spender in this case. And then on top of that, I guess, yes, if people are concerned about anonymity, we're not going to out them. We're not going to demand their address when they donate to us or anything like that.
But you see the value in having that option.
For sure. You know, the other thing that you could do, and I think maybe we've talked about this a little bit, the other thing that you could do is you could buy mining hardware. Like, you could take that money, you could make an investment, you could buy an ASIC, and you could mine your own coins. And then there is no trace because it didn't come from anybody. You created that coin.
Now, that's what mybtc.cc was talking about. They're going, you can go right over here, get these. Now, as time goes on, a year or two from now, it's going to start getting to where being able to, these at their 2 tera hash, blah, 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 all that crap I don't understand. But the bottom line is for $6,000, I probably get a recoup of my investment in 6 months or so. Mm-hmm. Okay? So the thing is that that's at current rates. 6 months from now, it might be half the return you get on it.
Yeah,
so they're getting to the point
where
they're starting to lease.
The Bitcoin might be worth 10 times as much, too. So,
yeah, no, that, yeah. See, that's it. Speculation. But, I'm willing to speculate in that Bitcoin's going to be worth a lot, 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 lot more for a lot, lot, lot of reasons. And the reasons are very, very simple things. That it's in demand. And there's going to be a finite supply. And once it hits wide adoption, which will not be based on... That's why I liked... And Andreas Antonopoulos, yeah, you guys got to help me with that name. So, when Andreas was talking, he's going, it's inherent in, Bitcoin, a lot of the security features that we're looking for that's going to bypass regulation, the government, whatever. Because they can, create the regulation that the government's looking for without them regulating it by putting it into the services that's being done. You don't need a government auditing, regulating kind of what. If you're really looking for transparency, you're really looking for security, you're really looking for all the things that you promise, well, it's already there and this is a better mechanism. But that's not really what they want. They want control.
For sure.
They want to be able to determine what you can and can't spend it on. So that's why the anonymity part is so important. Is there, and I talked to him, there may be another type of cryptocurrency that emphasizes more of the anonymity, but it interfaces with the Jordan Page. What's up? So, there may be an opportunity for that to be there for people to donate in, and then you convert it.
Well, here's a good way. Okay, this is something that you can do that accomplishes a lot of this thing. This has been one of my big strong points for pointing out the value of Litecoin, is that there's this thing that you can do, which is like, even if you purchase Bitcoin, and you purchase it in a way where that Bitcoin could be traced, okay, where you could go back and figure out that you're the person who bought that Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can do is using Tor... You could then exchange that Bitcoin for Litecoin. And what happens there is those transactions are no longer, like, the fact that you traded your Bitcoin for Litecoin is no longer on the Bitcoin blockchain. There's a physical air gap between the Bitcoin blockchain and the Litecoin blockchain. So you could change your Bitcoins for Litecoins, and now there's no transaction that you changed that value into Litecoin. And then you could go to another place and change those Litecoins back into Bitcoin, and now there is two air gaps in between where those Bitcoins were initially purchased for and these new Bitcoins that you have. And there's really no way for anyone to trace that.
How stable... accepted, versatile is Litecoin.
It's as far as stable in terms of the protocol, it's extremely stable.
Okay,
and it has a halo effect with Bitcoin. It hovers pretty much. It stays relatively in the same ratio to Bitcoin. Yeah.
So this is and that's another thing. A lot of times they go, the criticism. There's 80 something, 100, 200 different cryptocurrencies, new kind of blah blah blah. Like I care. If there's a mechanism by which I start tumbling between different coins. And then it comes out, and try and trace that one,
right.
Mr. NSA
That's
man.
It.
And they go, damn it. But you see, this is what I'm finding. Whenever I talk to people, I'm always amazed at how a lot of times they have the ability to do the code. They just never thought to do it. It was never an issue with it. I'm here advocating for the market of people that want this feature. How we do it. No, I'm not really that curious. Like, I would understand it anyway. You know, that's not the point. I need to have anonymous donating in any amount to help you. Saving the planet! Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? Oh, hey, this is what you get. You get over here. Andreas, we've been talking about you all day. Okay, now you're here in the last segment. You're on over there talking to Jeffrey Tucker. How you doing, man? It's good to see you guys. You know, you guys come when it's all, you know, we're down at the end here. Andreas, we're going to talk. Sit down for a second. Listen to this crap. You know, because I want, get over on the mic. Come over here. Say hello. This is, I'm telling you, everything that we've been talking about has been, you know, the answer is Andreas. Andreas is the guy that I'm going, God, man, does anybody
save
freaking
us,
know?
Andreas.
Does anybody know what the hell is going on? Andreas
Juan Kenobi.
Yeah, Juan.
Hi everyone, Andreas Antonopoulos here. Okay. Great to be on the show. I'm going to be on at 6 p.m. tonight, right?
No, you'll probably be on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be talking soon.
Okay, no, we're getting my people have been trying to get your people, have your people, we're on be peopleized, because I'm telling you, you've been really hard to get a hold of. Yeah. I got to on the. That's why I wanted you over here. Go ahead, you're coming on Declare Your Independence radio show and hook up with Donna, right?
I am coming on Declare Your Independence
Damn,
show for
freaking
sure.
Skippy, guys, freaking 3 hours too. You just count on it, the whole thing. I listened to your show with Stephen Molyneux 3 times, and I kept getting interrupted. And finally, on the drive over here, I'm going, finally, somebody knows what the hell's going on. You had your panel yesterday. I'm going, finally, somebody knows what the hell's going on, because it's inherent in the entire blockchain, the whole concept, the philosophy behind it. It is the regulation that we're talking about. Let the free market regulate. This is a perfect example of it and why it scares the man.
Yeah.
And you know that, don't you?
Yeah, Bitcoin's regulated. It's the first algorithmically regulated currency, and it's better regulated than any other currency out there because you can trust math more than you can trust people.
Oh, no. This is what happened. One of the guys, you know, the reporter that broke the Mt. Gox kind of whatever the hell, this is what happened. He goes like this. He goes, well, this is a perfect example of how we now go, Mt. Gox was a freaking bank. You know, and they'll go to jail, but if it's a proved bank, you point and go, wait. Where'd all those J.P. Morgan go? Did they go to jail?
No.
I'm, you know, I'm not going to pull away from these guys anymore. But I just wanted to get you on and committed. You're coming on the freaking show, and somebody's going to answer my GD questions. So I'm sick and tired of all these guys. They say they know. They don't know, like you know. I've been looking for you for a freaking year. Okay, so here we go. You're going to help us out, right?
I'm here now. I'm committed.
So you know why I know that Bitcoin's going to make it? Because when I was in Bitcoin Across America in Gonzales, Louisiana, I had a guy come across me at my bus and was like, hey, you know Bitcoin? Yeah. Do you know Andreas Antonopoulos? This random guy in Gonzales, Louisiana, heard Andreas on the Joe Rogan show. It's like, that guy's brilliant, man. That guy's, you know him? Man, Bitcoin is awesome. And that is what that was the moment where I was like, hey, you know what? Bitcoin is totally good. When random dudes in Gonzales, Louisiana, know Andreas.
And can pronounce my name? Are you kidding?
Hell, I haven't been able to get it right all weekend. Okay, this is the one thing that we've been talking about. Bitcoin, we have people. I was on Jordan Page, had me get with some activist that's in Tehran, Iran, that wants to use his Liberty song to help, you know, promote their revolution of blah, 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 and all you wanted me to talk to him. I'm going, you know what I want? I want that one activist that just wants to do international commerce with people, that wants to sell widgets and Bitcoin will bypass all the governments and we can just have trade and we're done. So that we can have Bitcoin, not bomb, bomb, bomb Iran. Okay? So I'm going, done. We have these guys in the philanthropic stuff. I want to give money to antiwar.com without the FBI snooping, you know, in my mailbox. I want to be able to help poor kids. We have orphanages that we're just hooking up next week going into Mexico to where we can go in there and do what? We can help these orphan kids that need stuff that we've worked with for 20 years, and I don't have to go through, you know, an NGO / committee spending other people's money, take a vote crap. That we can just do it. But there are people that want to be able to do it anonymously. Is there a way to do that to where I want to give $100,000 to Satoshi Forrest and I want to be able to do it easily and anonymous through the funding center in Freedom's Phoenix that's set up for this? So, Andreas, I just want to, you know, how difficult it is, I just want to know, yes or no, can I go to someone that has the money that they will be able to do that without the FBI going because I like antiwar.com?
Yeah, you can.
Done! Talk to you about it next week. Okay, this is, you know, tune in.